Joining me now on Our Town for the month of May is Nora Kent. Now, Nora is running for the county commissioner in Western Lane County, and she is on the primary ballot, which is, of course, due by May 15th. And we'd like to welcome Nora to the program. How are you?
Great. Thank you, George, for bringing me on the program.
Well, you're welcome. Let's start with a little bit of your background. What did you do, or what do you do?
I'm an educator at Lane Community College in the Adult Basic and Secondary Ed Department. I've been there for 25 years. In our department, we act as a point of entry for folks that need to get their lives back on track. You know, injured and unemployed workers, youth that have dropped out of high school, women in transitions, immigrants that need to learn to speak English, citizenship students, this sort of thing.
So you've seen sort of like, I want to say, and I hope this, I don't mean this to be offensive, you've seen kind of the real population.
Yes.
Like sort of being connected with the people
yes.
who really could benefit from help a lot of times.
That's right.
So how does that, I mean, because I know a lot of times, you know, we talk to politicians and people that want to run for office and they're kind of not really connected to what's actually going on there. How has this helped you?
Well, I've seen their issues. I've seen and many of my students have succeeded and gone on to college and work, but many have not succeeded because of issues with health, with issues of housing, with issues of work. They have to go work at something, and also childcare too is another issue. So I see the issues that everyday folks face. People face every day. Yeah.
So how do you figure into the mix on what you can do as a county commissioner for some of these issues here?
Well, one of the things I want to advocate for are living wage jobs and also accessible health care and also affordable housing. And, you know, I've been talking with a lot of folks about ways to do those things. And especially over here at the coast, we're really feeling there's a lack of presence of the county. We don't have a Lane County health or mental health over here at all, for example. And so these are some of the areas where I want to help. And we can do that as commissioners. We can bring in revenues. We can work to do this together.
I can see that with the county health option, also with the housing option, bringing
right.
in monies, bringing in ways to support
right.
like the accessory dwelling units and things like that.
Exactly. To build multi-unit apartments or other kinds of housing like that. We can do some we can do some incentivizing to encourage developers to be building for the lower and middle income folks. And
so where do you stand on as far as like agricultural things and tourism things? I mean, as far as building those platforms here.
I think that's really important. I had a conversation with Andy over at Travel Lane County, and it's a great program. And of course, we in Florence, for the size of town that we have, we bring in a lot of revenues from tourism. And I want to continue to support that because the tourists are. I mean, that's those people bring in money and they don't take jobs. So we want to encourage all of that. I really want to when you talk about our areas here, we live in this gorgeous jewel called Lane County. And I really want to continue to share that with other people and do whatever we can do, you know, increase the transportation. I would love to, you know, a lot of folks over here talking to me about transportation. And I heard that there's now going to be a pilot of a LTD bus running from Florence up to Yahats, for example. And whatever we can do to work with businesses and to bring over bus transportation from Eugene to Florence would be huge. And our international tourists like to travel public transportation.
They're used to it. A lot of them are.
Yeah.
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 So what are some of your strengths that you bring to the table?
Well, I have a huge, I'm tenacious.
Okay, that's a definite strength.
And that's what Peter DeFazio's, his endorsement of me says, that I would bring the same tenacity with which I help my students with every day to the county to help the other citizens. And I am a creative solution problem solver. I will figure it out a way to help, you know, and I do have, although I do have a background in working within structures, you know, through the college. I've gotten, you know, I've written grants so that we can, for example, we no longer have a GED testing here in Florence, and it's very difficult. I've driven my students in a van to go test, you know, different places because we don't have it here. So I've written a grant, so because we were told we didn't have the money to do this. So I said, okay, I'll write a grant. Now we have the money. And now I'm dealing with the IT folks over at main campus.
How to make it work.
How to make it work. Mm-hmm. But we're getting it done. So I've had that sort of a strength of doing that. And I'm seen as a community leader. I organized the Women's March this year. I organized that huge DACA fundraiser that we held at City Lights in February. And I'm a member of the community PTA. I've written letters for them, and I supported, you know, measures to fund schools. So people asked me to run. I guess we'll get into why did I run.
Yeah.
I personally didn't have a whole lot of, I didn't like a lot that was going on with the county, but I hadn't really seen myself as somebody that would to run for public office. But there was enough people in this community that started asking me to do that. They said, you're a leader, you care about people, will you please run? And I weighed that out and with my family and within my soul, and I said, okay, I'll step up.
How has it been going to the other communities and introducing yourself there? Have you found that pretty welcoming?
Pretty welcoming. I want to share a little story. We've been unlike some other candidates, we hit every area of West Lane. So I actually was at a house party a couple weeks ago in Crow, and there were tree farmers who do backpack spraying and organic farmers in that same room having a discussion. And they may not agree with each other, but they could listen to each other's side and have this discussion. And one of the newcomers to the area, a neighbor that had moved recently from Massachusetts, so he came up to me afterwards and he said, this is the first time my wife and I have witnessed democracy in a long time. And that's what I feel like I can bring to the county, a place where everyone's voice can be heard.
Because I imagine not having been, well, really done a whole lot of either one of them, but I imagine that government's a little bit different than education and
right. And
the bureaucracy, I guess, that goes on there. I mean, there's still some in education, obviously, but you have a little more freedom when you're teaching than
right.
when you're under the rules and regulations. How do you figure into work in that environment?
Well, I'll have some learning to do. I will be studying. I'll have to, if I win this race, I'll have several months to study. And I do work well with others. I play well with others, and I am able to bring a lot of people to the table. I have had to work. There are some rules and regulations, for example, like hiring practices, which our current commissioners didn't do correctly a few years back. So I know those kind of things. We are under the strictures of many rules, you know, and there's a reason for that, you know. So we have fair hiring practices and fair ways of doing things. So I will welcome the challenge, but I work a little more I've been in Florence now for 13, 14 years before I was over in the Valley. But in this role, I am the only basic skills instructor. I'm in charge of all the outreach. I'm in charge of marketing. I'm in charge of, I do a little bit of public education too. We, working with the dean last year, we held an event at the college called Faces of Florence. And We had an overflowing capacity and well received, you know, where we brought it because we wanted to share our sanctuary policy and we wanted the community to know why we do that. And we had some of our immigrant students bring in food and we all ate their food and we talked. And so that's a little off of the government role. But I guess the point is that I'm a quick learner. I went to graduate school and I know how to work with other people.
Bring people together. Even exactly. People that have uncommon goals.
Yes.
All right. Now, of course, you mentioned housing. You mentioned the affordable wage. What is one or two other things that you see need to be worked
well,
on?
Well, when I listen to people over here, you know, I'm from Deadwood and I work in Florence. And one of the common complaints that I hear, besides the potholed roads, which we're all very annoyed with, they used to be in better condition, and I hope we can rectify that again, is the sheriff patrol. I was in neighborhood watch in both when I lived in the Santa Clara River Road area and now again in Deadwood. I was in neighborhood watch. Our commissioner, Bill Fleener, when he was in the position, he got us a sheriff liaison to work with neighborhood watch. That fell by the wayside in the last few years and has never been replaced. So we need sheriff liaisons, which and increased sheriff patrols out in the country. This is one, I hear this all the time. People get broken into. They don't even bother calling the police anymore. There's not, nobody will come.
Wow. Okay. So. And, of course, the primary is May 15th.
Yes.
And just give me your best elevator speech for voting for you.
I'm Nora Kent, and I... And I'm the people's candidate, I guess. And I want to have the voice of the people heard at the county. And I'm a get-her-done person. And I will listen to all of my constituents and see how best I can meet their needs.
All right. Nora Kent, thank you so much. And good luck to you on the primaries on May 15th.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate you having me here.
Thank you for being here. And coming up next on Our Town, we're going to be speaking with the Rhododendron Court. That's the ladies and gentlemen who make up our prince and princesses. On the next segment of the May edition of Our Town on Coast Radio.